Alrighty, day 18. Welcome back. And I guess I didn't even realize this yesterday, or if I mentioned it, maybe I just don't recall mentioning this, but we are officially over halfway through the consecration here. So on our 33-day consecration to St. Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. So congratulations, you're over the hump. You're more than 50% done. So today we'll be going over Joseph, most prudent. But first, let us open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most Holy Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our gifts and talents that you have given to each and every one of us. And we thank you for this time together as we continue to learn more and grow closer to our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. We ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with all of us today in this journey towards our consecration to him. All of this we ask in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, without further ado, day 18, Joseph, most prudent, pray for us. What prudence was required to educate a God become a child who willed to obey him, Saint Joseph, for 30 years? Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. What is prudence? In modern times, many people consider it to be a vice or a flaw. If a person is cautious or circumspect in moral matters, they are quite often called a prude. Prudence, however, is a virtue, an extremely important virtue. The Catechism of the Catholic Church provides a concise definition of prudence. It states, prudence is the virtue that disposes practical reason to discern our true good in every circumstance and to choose the right means of achieving it. It is not to be confused with timidity or fear, nor duplicity or dissimulation. It is called auriga virtuum, the charioteer of the virtues. It guides the other virtues by setting rule and measure. St. Thomas Aquinas taught that prudence is the principle of all virtues. Its role is to govern the other cardinal preeminent virtues, temperance, justice, and fortitude. Without prudence, a person will be either too lenient or too harsh. Prudence serves as a guide and a charioteer, helping the soul to avoid erroneous extremes. Prudence is the virtue of kings and rulers. Without prudence, no leader can exercise temperance, justice, and fortitude. Saint Joseph, King of the Holy Family and your spiritual father, is, after Jesus, the most prudent of all men. In every situation in life, he is a model of prudence. He prayed and waited on the Lord to reveal the mysteries of his wife's pregnancy to him. He educated the God-man and, in every situation, allowed prudence to govern his actions. The prudence of Saint Joseph was a supernatural prudence. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. Supernatural prudence is different from human prudence. Human prudence guides a person to avoid difficulty, suffering, and hardship. Supernatural prudence, on the other hand, does not seek to avoid suffering. Supernatural prudence embraces the cross out of love and always strives for the greater good. By God's grace, Saint Joseph's prudence was supernatural and heroic. Before the wisdom of the cross was revealed to the world, Saint Joseph willingly and voluntarily embraced suffering for the good of others. Before the mystery of co-redemptive suffering was unveiled to souls, Saint Joseph lived it out of love. Saint Joseph will increase in you the virtue of prudence. Saint Joseph will help you exercise supernatural prudence. In every situation, he will teach you to allow prudence to be your charioteer, guiding you to always do what is right for the sake of love of God and neighbor, no matter how much you have to suffer for it. Saint Joseph teaches us that prudence is correct knowledge about things to be done, or, more broadly, the knowledge of things that ought to be done and of things that should be avoided. Servant of God, John A. Hardin. A man of human prudence would never arise from sleep and flee to Egypt with his spouse and child in response to a dream. A man of human prudence would quickly rebuke any man who informed his wife that her heart would be pierced with a sword and his son be a cause of division. But Saint Joseph is no ordinary man. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he is a man of supernatural prudence. He ponders, prays, discerns, and acts. Prudence is his charioteer. With Saint Joseph, the virtue of supernatural prudence will be your charioteer as well. Master that he, Saint Joseph, is, he remains always the prudent and faithful servant. Saint Joseph of the family of the kings of Judah leads a poor and hidden life because he was destined to become, as it were, the governor and father of a weak and humble God. It was fitting that he should resemble him. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. Wonder 6, Savior of the Savior. He, Saint Joseph, guarded from death the child threatened by a monarch's jealousy and found for him a refuge. Pope Leo XIII. Seven sorrows and seven joys. Because Saint Joseph was associated with Mary in her glorious privileges, he also had to suffer like her, and his heart, too, was pierced by seven swords. St. Peter Julian Aimard. In the 16th century, a devotion to St. Joseph began in the church called the Seven Sorrows of St. Joseph. No one seems to know the exact origin of the devotion, but it parallels a popular devotion to Our Lady called the Seven Sorrows of Mary. As a devotion, the Seven Sorrows of St. Joseph consists of meditation on biblical passages from the life of St. Joseph that caused him sorrow. When meditating on the biblical passages, it is customary to pray an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be. St. Joseph was such a great lover of God, but was afflicted by much suffering, which he endured with a wonderful fortitude. Saint Joseph Sebastian Pelksar. In the 18th century, Blessed Janarius Maria Sarnelli took the Seven Sorrows of Saint Joseph devotion and added another dimension to it, the Seven Joys of Saint Joseph. In his preaching, Blessed Janarius told the story of how two shipwrecked Franciscans had been lost at sea for several days, clinging to a plank so as not to drown. Suddenly, a man appeared to them and guided them safely to shore. When the Franciscans asked the man who he was, the man responded that he was Saint Joseph. After revealing his identity, Saint Joseph asked the Franciscans to honor his seven sorrows and seven joys on the seven Sundays leading up to his feast on March 19th. As a result of Blessed Janarius' preaching about the shipwrecked Franciscans, The Seven Sorrows and Seven Joys of St. Joseph devotion became known as the Seven Sundays devotion to St. Joseph and quickly spread throughout the entire church. O most faithful saint, who shared the mysteries of our redemption, glorious St. Joseph, the prophecy of Simeon regarding the sufferings of Jesus and Mary caused thee to shudder with mortal dread, but at the same time filled thee with a blessed joy for the salvation and glorious resurrection, which, he foretold, would be attained by countless souls. Blessed Janarius, Maria Sarinelli. The Seven Sorrows and Seven Joys of St. Joseph, the biblical reference that go with them, and their order according to the Seven Sundays devotion are as follows. First Sunday. First Sorrow. St. Joseph resolves to leave Mary quietly. Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. First Joy. St. Joseph's Annunciation. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. The Second Sunday. Second Sorrow. The Poverty of Jesus' Birth. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. Second Joy. The Birth of the Savior. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The Third Sunday. Third Sorrow. The Circumcision. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. Third Joy. The Holy Name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 25. The Fourth Sunday. Fourth Sorrow. The Prophecy of Simeon. Luke chapter 2, verse 34. Fourth Joy. The Effects of the Redemption. Luke chapter 2, verse 38. Fifth Sunday. The Fifth Sorrow. The Flight into Egypt. Matthew chapter 2, verse 14. Fifth Joy. The Overthrow of the Idols of Egypt. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1. The Sixth Sunday. Sixth Sorrow. The Return from Egypt. Matthew chapter 2, verse 22. The Sixth Joy. Life with Jesus and Mary at Nazareth. Luke chapter 2, verse 39. And the Seventh Sunday. The Seventh Sorrow, the Loss of the Child Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 45. The Seventh Joy, the Finding of the Child Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 46. May he, Saint Joseph, take charge of the affair of your salvation. Jesus, as he led the Son of God in his travels, may he be your guide on the voyage of this life until you arrive at the heaven of eternal happiness. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of Patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste Guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster Father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous Defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph Most Just, pray for us. Joseph Most Chaste, pray for us. Joseph, most prudent. Pray for us. Joseph, most courageous. Pray for us. Joseph, most obedient. Pray for us. Joseph, most faithful. Pray for us. Mirror of patience. Pray for us. Lover of poverty. Pray for us. Model of workmen. Pray for us. Glory of domestic life. Pray for us. Guardian of virgins. Pray for us. Pillar of families. Pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted. Pray for us. Hope of the sick. Pray for us. Patron of the dying. Pray for us. Terror of demons. Pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church. Pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Well, it's kind of a quick day today, which is kind of a nice change of pace. You guys don't have to listen to me quite as long today, which I'm sure you're not upset about. But today, as we discussed, we learned about Joseph most prudent, and as well as the seven sorrows and seven joys. So today, I thought it was fitting to just actually give you a homework assignment to kind of reflect on this here, where the seven joys and the seven sorrows of Saint Joseph is a wonderful devotion. Do any of the seven sorrows or seven joys resonate with you more than others? Can you think of any other sorrows or joys that Saint Joseph might have experienced during his life with Jesus and Mary? So, as you meditate on this and kind of ponder these questions, I encourage you to take some time to spend with Saint Joseph, our Blessed Mother, and Jesus, thinking about that today. And lastly, I would just like to close with a prayer from, as I flip to the page with one hand and hold the microphone with the other, a prayer of Blessed William Joseph Chaminade, where we've been referencing him quite a bit here recently in this most recent stretch of days. So the prayer of Blessed William Joseph Chaminade goes, O chaste spouse of the most pure and most holy of creatures, how happy you must be for having found such favor and grace before the Eternal Father who gave his Son, before the Son who made you the tutor of his sacred humanity, before the Holy Spirit who entrusted his spouse to you so that you could be like the cherubim who guarded the fruit of life in the Garden of Eden. How happy and blessed are they whom you love and whom you take under your protection. O faithful guardian of the Mother of God, keep those who honor you amid the trials and joys of this life. Lovable tutor of Jesus, help your servants in the dangers and difficulties of their exile. May they feel the effects of your love. Obtain for them devotion to your spouse, fidelity to your Son, unfailing respect for the Eternal Father who reigns with the Holy Spirit through endless ages. Amen. So, as we close out today, thank you again for following along and listening along and praying and learning more about our spiritual father today. Tomorrow, as we enter into day 19, we'll be getting into Joseph Most Courageous. So until then, have a great day, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. Take care.